This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little warm this morning, a little muggy. It's going to be that way all day. 50-50 chance of rain. We will have some sunshine, but a 50% chance of a shower and or thunderstorm in the afternoon hours. High temperature today, about 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. 50-50 chance. Low tonight, 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at more of the same. Partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll get down to 70. And Sunday, high about 85. Still a big chance of rain all the way through Sunday night. And also Monday, big chance of rain. So it's not going away anytime soon. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton announced yesterday he will resign effective September 29th of this year. Chairman of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, and Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich both said the decision did not come as a shock. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
And if we are fighting with our manager to get things done, that's not a good environment to work in.
That's Penny Rich. She says the board was notified via email Thursday morning of Clifton's decision. He had this to say in his letter of resignation, quoting, "Now as county manager, I recognize not all of my recommendations and or actions were viewed in a positive light by everyone. That is not unexpected. Doing the public's business is not without criticism," end quote. Rich said her main disagreement with Clifton was over the recycling program. The county was forced to look for a new funding model after a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling prohibited some of the fees that fund curbside pickup service. She said Clifton wanted to introduce franchise agreements, but the board voted in April to take that option off the table.
When we came time to face up to citizens, it was very, very uncomfortable because we were not on the same page as citizens. So I felt we were led down the wrong path with that decision. And I think there were a number of decisions like that that were not in line and didn't carry out Orange County values as well as our citizens expected.
The board also faced tough budget decisions this year with pressure to help the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District make up funds for its steep budget shortfalls. In the end, commissioners approved a $187 million spending plan this month, which increased school funding by $102 per pupil and raised the Carborough Special District tax by 2 cents to help open Northside Elementary. Here's Chair of the County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs.
I actually thought it was one of the smoother budget processes I've been a part of in 15 years as a commissioner.
Jacob says though there were disagreements along the way, Clifton made a positive impact during his time as county manager.
He helped to lead us through a difficult fiscal time. He was brought in right as the economy was crashing and we knew that we were going to have to batten down the hatches. He and his staff did a very good job of helping us to get our financial house in order.
And Jacob said the differences of opinion gave the board an opportunity to take a fresh look at their own views.
We may not have necessarily agreed what the conclusion should be, but it's always good to have your assumptions challenged.
Jacob said the board hadn't planned to meet till September, but that will likely change. The next step is to come up with a process that the commissioners agree on to find Clifton's replacement. The board will then reach out to search firms to facilitate that process.
When you start searching for a new manager, you really have to weigh out what the citizens value in Orange County, what's most important right now. And we need to be very careful in understanding what those values are and how that relates to who runs our county.
To read Clifton's full resignation letter, you can read the article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The town of Chapel Hill is developing the Glen Lennox neighborhood under a new process that offers greater leeway in negotiating with developers, but some residents are worried that the change may not be for the best. The apartments have been a part of the town since 1950, offering affordable housing in an area where those options are rather rare. Native Chapel Hillian Kay Hingevel has lived in Glen Lennox for many years.
I realize that as things get older, there are going to be more problems with maintaining them. But to me, it's very important to have an affordable product in Chapel Hill.
Hinschveld was one of about 15 residents who took a tour of Glen Lennox yesterday, led by the developer, Grub Properties. Plans call for the construction of two-story commercial spaces, new townhouses and duplexes, office space and parking lots. Hingeveld said she's worried about what will happen to her if her home is torn down.
I'm a retired senior citizen. I can't afford to go to a Carol Woods or a Carolina Meadows. And for a senior, all on one floor, very affordable, it's like living in your own house.
Jan Halley has lived in Chapel Hill since 1974 and is not sold on the idea of two-story buildings in the area.
Glen Lennox, to me, is a landmark of Chapel Hill. So many people have lived here and graduated college. It's a community of young people, old people, and it's very special. And it's 400 affordable units near town on the bus line.
Rachel Russell of Grub Properties said that 118 units of the existing 440 would be preserved.
A lot of people don't understand when you look at a plan. By walking the site, you get a human scale picture of what the new Glen Lennox will look like.
Kent Swindy is a member of the team of consultants charged with facilitating a technical review of the project. He also took questions from the public at the input session held on Wednesday.
Essentially, what we've been brought in to provide both another layer of technical consulting to the town staff, as well as kind of a third-party review. We can take one step back from this, look at the overall, and say this is the best balanced and holistic solution, and we hope that that's valuable to the community.
Swindy said the technical team will advise both Grub Properties development team and the town's project team through the planning phases and engineering phases.
We are building on what's been done. We're trying to define more detail and make sure that everything works out the way that it was intended. We're not trying to change anything or rewrite history. We think that the community did a great thing in the way they were involved in preparing the changes to the zoning.
The next step is to formulate the developer agreement, which Swindy explains will specify the way in which the zoning rules are applied in that area. The town council has to approve the developer agreement, which Swindy said could happen by the fall of this year. If negotiations would start at that time, which could take up to a year. The Chapel Hill Public Library asked when you want its added hours placed in the schedule, and by the end of the summer should set that plan into motion. A quick questionnaire, which got more than 1,100 responses, found the participants most wanted to see increased service on Saturdays and Sundays. Chapel Hill Public Library Director Susan Brown says these desired changes will soon be put into place.
We are pleased to announce that we will be adding an additional 6 more hours. The plan is by the end of August.
On Saturdays, the library will be open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. On Sundays, it will open from noon until 6. In the meantime, the library is adjusting work schedules and hiring more employees to get ready for the new hours. Once that process is complete, Brown says a new schedule will take place immediately. The library's hours of operation will expand again later in the year in what Brown calls phase two of the process.
We should be able to restore an additional 4 more hours, and those we're going to be a little bit more thoughtful and timely and think about staffing and strategy and services.
According to Brown, about 1,400 people visit the Chapel Hill Public Library each day. The Orange County Regional Landfill closes on Sunday, and the county is holding a special ceremony to mark the event on Saturday. The facility will no longer accept household waste. From individuals or businesses, household and business waste must be taken to a permitted transfer station or landfill that can accept those materials. The ceremony marking the closure will take place at the landfill on Eubanks Road at 12:30 tomorrow. Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel sent out a notice early this week announcing that the town's residential and commercial collection drivers already stopped using the landfill on June 19th and June 21st, respectively. If you'd like more information on the landfill and its closure, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up after traffic and weather together, we'll tell you about bear sightings in Carrboro. That report is on the way. Now, time for your traffic and weather together, as I mentioned. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great, and they do. Cruiser's, good to go. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much for all the work you've been doing back in the newsroom.
You bet. Thank
you. Also, keeping an eye on our traffic for us. Rand Northam on WCHL. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats, all delicious, and some great fresh sides as well. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, actually between Chapel Hill and Durham. And you ought to go there. It's really good. All right, we have 71 degrees right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperature today about 90. Chance of rain is 50%. Chance of rain tonight, 50%. Overnight low, 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, really more of the same. 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, low about 70. Still a big chance of rain. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High of about 85. Chance of rain will be 70% on Sunday. And then all the way through Wednesday of next week, really, we'll have lots of clouds. Big chance of rain during all that time. So the situation is certainly not going to get better, not anytime soon.
Hi, this is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
It is 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Carborough police confirmed there is at least one black bear moving south across the town after three separate reports of bear sightings in the last couple of days. Carborough Police Lieutenant Chris Atak says no police officials have actually reported seeing the bear, but the reported sightings that are coming in are very consistent.
On our side, we're pretty confident it is a black bear.
As of 10:30 in the morning yesterday, the bear was seen near Smith Level Road. Based on previous sightings, Atak says he believes the bear has been heading south.
I don't know if that's the same bear or not, but we would hope it would be the bear. We'd find a less populated area.
Black bears are typically not hostile and not aggressive, according to ATAC, but residents ought to keep their distance and by all means avoid attracting or trying to tame the bear.
Eliminating food sources that are left outside your house, avoiding just feeding your animals outside and leaving food unattended, because all of those can attract bears.
Animal control has been called, but they tend to allow bears to leave on their own. ATAC says black bears are only relocated when they become problematic, like when they become used to humans feeding them and begin to approach people. That can cause some problems. If you see a bear, call 911 immediately and don't approach the bear or try to steer it in one direction or another. Even if it's a baby bear you see, then you don't want to approach that bear either because a mama bear may be standing nearby. You can find a pamphlet from the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission on how to deal with bears by viewing the story on WCHL's website, which is chapelboro.com. A slowed-down effort to consider raising the maximum speed limit on some highways in North Carolina to 75 miles per hour has reached a stop sign at the legislature. The House voted down a measure yesterday that would have directed the Department of Transportation to study raising the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit on some interstates and other roads. The DOT would then report to a legislative panel and propose a pilot for up to four roads in the state. The full General Assembly would still have had to approve the pilot. The bill failed by a 64-44 vote after several lawmakers were worried about safety and didn't see a good reason to consider raising the limit. Now the highest speed limit in North Carolina is 70. The House last week derailed an earlier version of the Senate bill to give the DOT the power for 75-mile-per-hour roads without a study. WCHL News Time, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC's Reggie Bullock was selected by the Los Angeles Clippers as a number 25 overall pick in the 2013 NBA Draft. The versatile shooting guard, small forward, showed improvement in NBA workouts and moved up from early projections of going somewhere in the second round to late in the first round. UNC head coach Roy Williams said, quoting here, "I am thrilled, just absolutely thrilled for the young man. I'm as ecstatic as I could possibly be. I spoke to Reggie's moments after he was selected, and he's so happy and excited. He really did a great job throughout the pre-draft process with his workouts and interviews, especially with the Clippers. Apparently, Reggie Bullock impressed a lot of people during pre-draft workouts. During his junior season at Carolina, Bullock averaged 13.9 points a game on 48% shooting. He was sinking 43.6% of his three-point attempts, which is remarkable. Standing at 6'7", he was also the team's number two rebounder, 6.5 per game, in a four-guard lineup. While his length made him a reliable perimeter defender, Bullock scored 989 points in 100 games at Carolina and made 188 three-pointers, which is going to make him a very valuable commodity in the National Basketball Association. Bullock joins a lineup loaded with talent, including Wake Forest alum Chris Paul and big man Blake Griffin. Clippers head coach Doc Rivers is entering his first year with the team as well. During his nine seasons coaching the Boston Celtics, Rivers compiled 416 wins and led them to the NBA Finals twice, winning the 2008 championship against the Los Angeles Lakers. So congratulations to Carolina's Reggie Bullock. Charlotte Bobcats, in case you're wondering, have selected Tyler Zeller's brother, Indiana center Cody Zeller. Bobcats have the number four pick in the NBA draft. They selected Zeller. Bobcats general manager Rich Cho said earlier in the week the Bobcats needed a big man, and the 7-foot, 240-pound Zeller ought to provide a lot of help on the boards. Zeller averaged 16.5 points and 8.1 rebounds last season as only a sophomore for the Hoosiers. He finished as Indiana's career record holder in a field goal percentage, shooting 59.1% from the floor. Two Hoosiers were picked in the top four in the draft, in fact. Charlotte is 28-120 over the past couple of seasons. Not doing too well, and they've never won a playoff game. They haven't even come close lately. Michael Jordan and the Bobcats don't have a really good history, but maybe this will help turn it around. Bobcats chose Zeller over two other available centers, Kentucky's Nerlens Noel and Maryland's Alex Len. That was another possibility. Now, North Carolina's eighth-place finish in the Learfield Sports Directors' Cup is the highest finish among ACC schools, a feat which Carolina has accomplished for the 15th time in 20 years. It's also the second year in a row in which the Tar Heels have finished in eighth place overall. The Directors' Cup measures each school's performance in NCAA postseason competition. Tar Heels got a big boost from their women's soccer and women's lacrosse programs, which each got 100 points for their national championships. UNC Field Hockey finished the season's second for 90 points. Baseball finished third for 83 points. Men's soccer and women's tennis both finished fifth for 73 points. And men's lacrosse got a fifth-place finish for 60 points. Overall, you really can't do much better than that. Stanford once again took the cup for the 19th consecutive time. However, second-place Florida was only 16.5 points behind. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
In a word, the NCAA penalties against Oregon are a joke. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If they have any sense of humor left, Larry Fedora and Urban Meyer at Ohio State must be laughing over what the NCAA did or didn't do to Oregon. The Tar Heels and Buckeyes were each slapped with a one-year bowl ban and other penalties for crimes that look to me far less than what Oregon did under former coach Chip Kelly. Look at it this way. A handful of UNC players received impermissible benefits from agents, and assistant coach John Blake was supposedly steering some players to deceased agent Gary Wishart. Yes, those are clear violations, and all those perpetrators are and should be gone. Oregon, on the other hand, had an official paid relationship with the College Scouting Service that was steering high school stars to play for the Ducks in those funny Nike uniforms. What's worse, and what is tantamount to a competitive advantage on the field? That Marvin Austin and company got some bling and Blake made some jack on the side, or a scouting service being paid to keep the Oregon roster filled with five-star players who led the Ducks to four straight BCS games? Yes, there is all kinds of cheating going on in college athletics, and no, every school cannot be treated exactly the same by a subjective, investigative, and enforcement branch of the NCAA that lacks subpoena power. But take away one scholarship per year from Oregon compared to five from Carolina, and slap Kelly with an 18-month show cause, which means he can't coach college football during that time period? Duh. Kelly is the new coach of the NFL Philadelphia Eagles with a 5-year contract. So let me get this straight. Fedora and Meyer take over programs with completely new coaching staffs, and all the miscreants who put them on probation are gone. But they still lose scholarships and can't play in a bowl game. No wonder Fedora proclaimed his team ACC Coastal Division champs, because no one in that locker room had anything to do with the probation. Meanwhile, Oregon promotes its offensive coordinator to head coach. All the assistants are still there, along with the kids who were steered to Eugene by the scouting service that was illegally paid to do so. And yes, Oregon can't compete for its fifth straight BCS game with another powerhouse team. Is there any wonder why the NCAA gets so much grief these days over policing its own membership? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,800 CCR. Tax tag and $549 per year. Based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW Chapel.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from The Standard. It's half off. $20 of food available now for $10. Great food, a comfortable setting, and a family-owned vibe. Does that sound good? That's what you'll find at The Standard. Today's Our Local Deal provides the opportunity for you to relax and enjoy an intimate-feeling restaurant run by a local family here in Chapel Hill. It's half off from The Standard, and it's available for limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee.
Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
You know what's coming up later today at the Carolina Inn, Chapel Hill? It is Fridays on the Front Porch. WCHL weather forecast is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at carolinainn.com. Don't forget, Fridays on the Front Porch will begin at 5 o'clock today at the Carolina Inn. It is 71 degrees right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 90. Chance of rain is 50-50 all day. Tonight, still 50% chance of rain with a low around 70. Could get a storm or two in there. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, 50-50 chance of showers and thundershowers, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 88 degrees. Tomorrow night, more of the same, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain with a low 70. On Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely to the tune of 50%. And it just looks like it's going to be wet pretty much all weekend.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Illegal immigrants might find a path to becoming U.S. citizens. Maybe hundreds more miles of border will be secured and thousands more Border Patrol agents may be on the job. That's what's in the Senate version of immigration reform, which passed 68-32. Florida Republican Marco Rubio.
Here in America, generations of unfulfilled dreams will finally come to pass.
Now hang on, says congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
The House won't vote on the Senate bill, and Speaker John Boehner has promised his conservatives no bill will come to the floor if it relies mostly on Democratic votes to pass. That makes it almost impossible for a bipartisan immigration measure to pass the House. since a large number of House Republicans will oppose a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants under any circumstances.
Political strategist Greg Valliere.
An awful lot of conservatives around the country don't favor any kind of amnesty for people who they feel have broken the law. That's going to be the biggest fundamental obstacle to getting a bill through the House.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Continues to warm up just a little bit here. Partly sunny today, but a big chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today, about 90 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a muggy day. We'll have a 50% chance of rain today and pretty much all weekend long. Even stronger chance of rain by the end of the weekend and at least through the middle part of next week, big chance of rain. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton announced yesterday he will resign effective September 29th. The chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, along with Commissioner Penny Rich, both said the decision did not come as a surprise. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
And if we are fighting with our manager to get things done, that's not a good environment to work in.
That's Penny Rich. She says the board was notified via email Thursday morning of Clifton's decision. He had this to say in his letter of resignation. Quoting now as county manager, I recognize not all of my recommendations and or actions were viewed in a positive light by everyone. That is not unexpected. Doing the public's business is not without criticism, end quote. Rich said her main disagreement with Clifton was over the recycling program. The county was forced to look for a new funding model after a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling prohibited some of the fees that fund curbside pickup service. She said Clifton wanted to introduce franchise agreements, but the board voted in April to take that option off the table.
When we came time to face up to citizens, it was very, very uncomfortable because we were not on the same page as citizens. So I felt we were led down the wrong path with that decision. And I think there were a number of decisions like that that were not in line and didn't carry out Orange County values as well as our citizens expected.
The board also faced tough budget decisions this year with pressure to help the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District make up funds for its steep budget shortfalls. In the end, commissioners approved a $187 million spending plan this month, which increased school funding by $102 per pupil and raised the Carborough Special District tax by 2 cents to help open Northside Elementary. Here's Chair of the County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs.
I actually thought it was one of the smoother budget processes I've been a part of in 15 years as a commissioner.
Jacob says though there were disagreements along the way, Clifton made a positive impact during his time as county manager.
He helped to lead us through a difficult fiscal time. He was brought in right as the economy was crashing and we knew that we were going to have to batten down the hatches. He and his staff did a very good job of helping us to get our financial house in order.
And Jacob said the differences of opinion gave the board an opportunity to take a fresh look at their own views.
We may not have necessarily agreed what the conclusion should be, but it's always good to have your assumptions challenged.
Jacob said the board hadn't planned to meet till September, but that will likely change. The next step is to come up with a process that the commissioners agree on to find Clifton's replacement. The board will then reach out to search firms to facilitate that process.
When you start searching for a new manager, you really have to weigh out what the citizens value in Orange County, what's most important right now. And we need to be very careful in understanding what those values are and how that relates to who runs our county.
To read Clifton's full resignation letter, you can read the article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The town of Chapel Hill is developing the Glen Lennox neighborhood under a new process that offers greater leeway in negotiating with developers. some of the residents are worried that the change may not be for the best. The apartments have been a part of the town since 1950, offering affordable housing in an area where those options are scarce. Native Chapel Hillian Kay Hengevelt has lived in Glen Lennox for many years.
I realize that as things get older, there are going to be more problems with maintaining them. But to me, it's very important to have an affordable product in Chapel Hill.
Hengevelt was one of about 15 residents who took a tour yesterday of Glen Lennox, led by the developer Grubb Properties. Plans call for the construction of two-story commercial spaces, new townhouses and duplexes, office space and parking lots. Hengevelt says she's worried about what will happen to her if her home is torn down.
I'm a retired senior citizen. I can't afford to go to a Carol Woods or a Carolina Meadows. And for a senior, all on one floor, very affordable, it's like living in your own house.
Jan Halley has lived in Chapel Hill since 1974, and she's not sold on the idea of two-story buildings in the area.
Glen Lennox, to me, is a landmark of Chapel Hill. So many people have lived here and graduated college. It's a community of young people, old people, and it's very special. And it's 400 affordable units near town on the bus line.
Rachel Russell of Grubb Properties said that 118 units of the existing 440 would be preserved.
A lot of people don't understand when you look at a plan. By walking on the site, you get a human scale picture of what the new Glen Lennox will look like.
Kent Swindy is a member of the team of consultants charged with facilitating a technical review of the project. He also took questions from the public at the input session.
Essentially, what we've been brought in to provide both another layer of technical consulting to the town staff, as well as kind of a third-party review. We can take one step back from this, look at the overall, and say this is the best balanced and holistic solution, and we hope that that's valuable to the community.
Swindy said the technical team will advise both Grubb Properties development team and the town's project team through the planning phases and through the engineering phases as well.
We are building on what's been done. We're trying to define more detail and make sure that everything works out the way that it was intended. We're not trying to change anything or rewrite history. We think that the community did a great thing in the way they were involved in preparing the changes to the zoning.
The next step is to formulate the developer agreement, which Swindy explains will specify the way in which the zoning rules are applied. The town council has to approve the developer agreement, which Swindy said it could happen by the fall of this year, and then negotiations would start, which could take up to a year. Well, the Orange County Regional Landfill closes on Sunday, and Orange County is holding a special ceremony to mark that event on Saturday. The ceremony marks the closure. It will take place at the landfill on Eubanks Road at 12:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel sent out a notice earlier this week announcing that the town's residential and commercial collection drivers already stopped using the landfill on June 19th and 21st, respectively. If you'd like more information on this, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. And all over town, it seems, all over Carrboro, at least people are seeing bears, or one bear. Maybe they're seeing this particular bear over and over. We're not sure. Carrboro police confirmed that there is at least one black bear moving south across the town after three separate reports of bear sightings in the last couple of days. Carrboro Police Lieutenant Chris Atak says no officers have, or no officials in Carrboro have reported seeing the bear, but a lot of other people have, and the reported sightings seem to be very consistent.
On our side, we're pretty confident it is a black bear.
Black bears typically not aggressive, not hostile, according to ATAC, but residents ought to keep their distance and avoid attracting, and certainly don't try to tame the bear.
Eliminating food sources that are left outside your house, avoiding just feeding your animals outside and leaving food unattended, because all of those can attract bears.
Animal control has been called, of course, but they tend to allow bears to leave on their own. It will naturally happen. ATAC says black bears are only relocated when they become problematic, like when they become used to humans feeding them. You don't want to do that. And also, if they begin to approach people in that with that expectation. If you see a bear, call 911. Don't approach it. Don't try to steer it in one direction or another. Stay away from it, but just let officials know. 741 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. Rain, have you seen any bears this morning in Chapel Hill?
I have not seen any yet.
Me either.
My eyes have been peeled.
Well, I've barely been outside this morning.
Barely?
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, good for you. You caught that. I've barely been outside this morning. When I was, it was dark, so, you know.
Well, black bear could be hidden.
I haven't seen
it. Very well.
Exactly. It's kind of blend in with the darkness there. So at any rate, a lot of people that, I mean, reliable folks.
Right.
One person I know reported seeing it in his backyard, Jeff Hart.
So. Yeah, it's, I mean, clearly, I think somebody said that they were wondering if it was somebody trying to find a bar or something. There were 41 shares of that story on Facebook.
Somebody
41 people shared that story, our story that we announced that there were bear sightings. On Facebook. I've never seen that many shares of any other story.
Somebody
bear
in a,
sighting.
Somebody
people.
In a bear suit trying
yeah,
to find
yeah,
a
right.
bar?
Yeah, is exactly. That right? Something like that, yeah. That's not what we actually think it is. That was just a funny comment on Facebook.
Just joking around.
But I will say, too, that somebody actually created a Twitter account called Carborough Bear. No joke. And followed WCHL. So we appreciate that, whoever that was. But that was an interesting one. Carborough Bear.
There's some clever people out there, I'm telling you.
There certainly are.
These days, social media and all that kind of stuff. You never know what you're going to run into or see or hear.
Very true.
Oh, boy. You looked good last night.
Hey, thanks. You did, too.
Dancing the night away at the Sweet Carolina Concert Series.
You
should
have
seen Rand, folks.
That's right.
Oh, North Tower is really good.
Man, they're good. They're incredible.
Show.
Played anything. Mm-hmm. Anything and everything.
Yeah, not
played
just beach music.
No.
Played a lot of great stuff.
Some great oldies, some new stuff, too. They brought out some Black Eyed Peas to close things down last night, too. That was, how about that?
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. And there's music every Thursday night there in the parking lot, University Mall. Coming up, Fantastic Shakers will be there on the 4th. And, of course, that's the same night where Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure will be at Keenan Stadium for the big fireworks celebration.
You can get your fill that night, that's for sure.
Exactly. Craig Woolard on the 11th. Boy, he's outstanding, too.
Haven't heard
Liquid
him.
Pleasure will be at University Mall on the 18th of July. And on the 25th, to close down the season, it will be Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. And Jim Quick is one talented individual, man.
Nice.
More sweat per person than anybody I've... I mean, he really works it out. So, it's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, might have picked an earlier date for him then.
really.
Not in the dead heat of the middle of the summer, but
exactly.
You know, that's all right.
I say that to illustrate the point that he really works hard.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyway, what's happening at chapelbrew.com today?
Well, we have a new parenting page up from Dr. Tina LePage. She muses about her daughter's recent attempt at stealing chocolate from the family pantry and then trying to cover it up with hugs and kisses. Some pretty funny stuff in that column. So
chocolate
you want to check
kisses?
That. Not sure. You'll have to read it.
Yeah. So.
I think it's physical hugs and kisses is what she's trying to cover it up with. Though.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Also, Carrie Winter, one of our many local foodie columnists, talks about a few recipes and techniques to making homemade popsicles. And, of course, she goes through some pretty crazy combinations that may sound funky, yes, funky, but are pretty good. So you'll want to check that out also. And remember to suggest a new shortlist category to our editor at jordan@chapelboro.com, J-O-R-D-A-N @chapelboro.com. The shortlist winners are up for June. It was the best place to find a frozen treat in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County. And Maple View Farms, the winner of that one, but a lot of other great local places on that short list. So you'll want to check that out, check out our previous winners, and again, submit a new suggestion for a short list, jordan@chapelboro.com. Lots of other great things available on our website, chapelboro.com. The interviews with Penny Rich and Barry Jacobs talking about Frank Clifton stepping down as a county manager coming up in September. So lots to check out on chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ron.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elma's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Celebrate July 4th. Join us and WCHL radio personality Ron Stutz at Keenan Memorial Stadium on Thursday, July 4th, to celebrate our nation's rich history of freedom and independence. You'll enjoy live music, family fun, a watermelon eating contest, and spectacular fireworks. Grace Church of Chapel Hill is giving free glow sticks to the first 10,000 who enter. Gates open at 7 p.m. It's the best 4th of July celebration around. Don't miss it. And thank you, WCHL.
I got to get one of those cool necklaces that glow in the dark. It's really, really neat. 747 at WCHL, 13 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walter Holt. I recently aired a commentary chiding the ownership and management of WCHL for abandoning 60 years of tradition and success as 1360 AM and for not co-branding 1360 with the new 97.9 FM signal as a simulcast. I don't apologize for what I said, but I do apologize for the way I said it or perhaps how it sounded. Using the phrase bean counters in the back office was intended as a vague and generic reference to the decision makers in general. It was not meant as a personal label for any individual, nor was it intended to suggest that the decision not to co-brand was made solely to save money. If I offended anyone, I am truly sorry and apologize. I have to respect the many hours of thoughtful discussion and consideration that station management invested on whether or not to co-brand 1360 AM when it launched 97.9 FM. As any ad exec worth his salt will tell you, repetition is the key to listener acceptance and brand recognition, and that a single focus is more effective when aimed at a target than a shotgun approach. To ensure 97.9 FM as a commercial success, it was decided that 97.9 FM was the only signal promoted. But now that 97.9 FM is established and is an unqualified commercial success, I think it's time to resurrect 1360 AM as a simulcast partner. For breaking news, weather and traffic alerts, and similar emergencies, the benefit to the public safety and welfare far outweigh all other considerations. You can't overstate the power of branding. Taking a step further, I say the same thing about co-branding. That's why I champion 97.9 FM and 1360 AM as a co-branded simulcast. Remember I teased you with a free slogan? Well, here it is. WCHL is family. I simply spell family differently. FM/AM-ILY. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Matt Oakes. We all know how famous Franklin Street is, but what exactly makes folks fall in love with the iconic Chapel Hill locale? We took to the streets to find out.
Rush Greenslade, Carborough. Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe on West Franklin Street.
Vimala, Rajendran, Carborough. WCHL would be on the streets and giving us a chance to talk about Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. No, actually, we love Franklin Street, everything about it.
Roger Dukes, Sumter, South Carolina. Everything. Mellow Mushrooms, Briscoes, just the atmosphere of the people of the town of Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I'm Janaka Kaluboila. I'm from Sri Lanka, and I've been here for a couple of months. What I like about Franklin Street is it's very attractive and a lot of people here. It's very entertaining here.
What do you like best about Franklin Street?
Brittany Little, Chapel Hill. I love the food. I love all the different restaurants here. You can get anything you could possibly want.
Peter Smith. I'm from Chapel Hill. All the Duke fans.
Peter. I live here in Chapel Hill lately.
A small town atmosphere.
Sam. Chapel Hill. I like all the food here and everyone's so friendly.
Brittany Golston, Dollar City, North Carolina. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
Sophie. I'm from Carborough. I like best. I like to sit in Starbucks and wave at people like I know them.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
CarboFast.com. Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of the East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go
Heal. All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 delicious, juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out on the roadways for the most part. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Very well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years now. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join the Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 50-50 chance of rain all day. A little sunshine, but scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. Today about 90. The forecast has pretty much set the trend for the entire weekend and really the early part of next week. Big chance of rain, warm, muggy, lots of moisture in the air. 7:53, 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Wayne Pond. And Wayne Pond checking in from his perch in Chatham County with the word of the day.
A perch? Is that where I'm checking in from?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That made me a rare bird.
Uh-huh. You are a rare bird. There's no question about that.
All right. Well, let's peck away at a dictionary here and see what we can find, shall we?
All right.
Okay, pal. Here's a word that, according to the wordsmith, Ron, turns up only in spelling bees. You ready?
Yes.
All right. The word of the day is, I think I got the pronunciation right here. The word of the day is osios. Osios.
Hmm.
It doesn't look like what it looks like, what it ought to look like. Let's put it that way. O-T, T as in Tom, O-T-I-O-S-E, O-T-I-O-S-E, it's pronounced, again, I think I got it right, Oshios.
Mm-hmm.
You ever bumped into this, apparently innocuous looking word?
No.
Man?
Don't know that one.
You don't know that one, all right. Producing no useful result. Futile. Idle. Functionless. Ron Stutz on Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, there it is. O-T-I-O-S-E, pronounced Oshios.
Mm-hmm.
And again, futile, idle, functionless. Thought you'd enjoy this on Friday,
yeah,
Ron.
I like that. Hey,
you
Wayne, yeah, I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
Be a good boy. Bye.
Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in here and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Stafford is in the WCHL studios.
Good morning, Ron Stutz.
I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it.
Actually, I'm about to fall over.
Instead of about to lose control, you're about to pass out.
I'm so excited I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. You remember that song?
Of course I do.
Pointer Sisters.
Hey, I know good music.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you impress me every day. I mean,
I like all genres.
You got a chance to hear that stuff when you were in South Africa, didn't you?
That's right. Oh, my parents, they were blasting good music all the time.
Yeah.
Queen, Phil Collins,
really?
Bee Gees. Oh, hey,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing all right until you get to the Bee Gees. But...
Ouch. I'll let my dad know.
I actually like the early Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the later Bee Gees.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Police, everything. I mean, I'm all about that. But Phil Collins, Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I'm even more impressed.
I'll let my parents know.
Yeah, tell them.
I will. So we have another great joke from Wiley Post.
Okay.
The other one that passed our thorough inspection for a clean joke.
I hope you inspected this one closely, too.
I did indeed. All right. So thanks to Wiley. A little silver-haired lady calls her neighbor and says, please come over here and help me. I have a killer jigsaw puzzle, and I can't figure out how to even get it started. Her neighbor asks, what is it supposed to be when it's done? The little silver-haired lady says, according to the picture on the box, it's a rooster. Her neighbor decides to go over and help with the puzzle. She lets him in and shows him where she has the puzzle spread out all over her table.
Uh-huh.
He studies the pieces for a moment, looks in the box, turns to her and says, first of all, no matter what we do, we're not going to be able to assemble these pieces into anything resembling a rooster.
Mm-hmm.
He takes her hand and says, secondly, I want you to relax. Let's have a nice cup of tea. And then, he said with a deep sigh, let's put all the cornflakes back in the box. I personally love this.
A little breakfast humor for
you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Like many of our WCHL hometown heroes, Mary Jo Barnett is quick to deflect attention to other folks. She says she didn't start Porch, but she's involved as a volunteer.
Well, I'm a neighborhood coordinator for part of the Lake Forest neighborhood, and we just get information out to our neighborhood about when the collections for food are happening, and then go around to people's front porches on the day that's designated, pick up the food and take it to a central location where all the food comes from all over town and is then distributed.
Three women in Chapel Hill started Porch not too long ago.
I think just it began as a little neighborhood thing out at Lake Hogan Farms, and they started collecting food for a school lunch kind of pantry to fill kids' school lunches, and then it just kind of grew from there. People get excited, and that's how I got involved. I saw a story and thought, I could do that. And I looked at their website, saw we didn't have any representatives in our neighborhood, so I volunteered.
Mary Jo Barnett tells us that Ports feeds a lot of hungry people right here in our community.
It started out just for kids, but it goes to all kinds of interfaith council, food pantries, neighborhood Rogers Road has a pantry there, all around town. Now this last time, over 600 households donated.
Mary Jo Barnett is also involved with foreign exchange students.
Well, I'm a coordinator for foreign exchange students coming to the U.S. for a high school year through a group called EF Foundation. I enjoy finding host families and then placing the kids in the host family and then spending a year in touch with the kids, kind of being their supervisor or safety net or any issues that come up between the family and the kids during their high school year. So that's another volunteer project that I'm involved
Mary Jo encourages you to get involved with Porch. How do folks find out more about Porch if they'd like to contribute or get involved?
There's a website, porchnc.org is the best place to look, and there they will be able to look through the directory of neighborhoods and find who the person in their neighborhood who is the coordinator, and then they can get hold of that person by email and ask to be included on the list of donating families, donating households.
Mary Jo Barnett lives here in Chapel Hill, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry